Welcome to the PCAST, coming to you live from Impact Ministries Worldwide. Get ready for the reliable, the relevant, the real Word of God. And now, the PCAST. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the PCAST. We are excited for those of you who have joined with us today, and we look forward to an awesome time. We've been learning so much this year so far about how to put our systems in the right perspective and do what it is that God created us to do. And then we just have jumped into this whole new segment on all systems being on go, learning how to use everything that we've been given, maximizing what we have and who we are to make sure that we accomplish kingdom purpose. Well, before we get started and go too far in this today, we want to pause for our station identification and hear the impact announcements, and then we'll be coming right back with All Systems Go, Part 2. Currently, the weekly scheduled events and activities for Impact Ministries Worldwide and Impact Worship Centers are as follows. Please note that all listed times are Central Standard Time. Come be a part of Sunday Resource, our premier Sunday service for Impact Worship Center every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Worship starts at 7 and the Word at 7:30. Join us each Monday at 12 noon for the Clergy Connection Experience, the official prayer and inspiration time for the consummate clergy community. The Clergy Connection extends to you an invitation to First Monday Clergy Prayer, each first Monday night at 7 p.m. Tuesday is Consecration and Wellness Day at Impact Ministries Worldwide. We pray and meditate each Tuesday until sundown. For more information on our consecration procedures and fasting protocols, please visit our prayer247365.org prayer portal. Catch Living Life Well with Pastor P for our 30-minute weekly broadcast dedicated to helping us learn to live unquestionably free of disease, displeasure, disorder, doubt, deficiency, and dread. Midweek Reload. Join us for our innovative and provocative approach to revealing the relevancy and reliability of the Word of God on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Watch out, it's habit forming. Tune in to the PCAST each Wednesday at 12 noon as we learn how to become more confident and more competent in our kingdom living. Calling all entrepreneurs, inventors, company owners, manufacturers, senior management, business leaders, developers, creators, composers, arrangers, authors, and the like for VIBE, our valued interaction and business exchange. Come and learn with us each Thursday at 12 noon and watch God turn your business concerns inside out. Friday is Family Day at Impact Ministries. Join us Fridays at noon for 30 minutes of inspiration, education, and motivation on PROS, the PROS radio show, followed immediately by our Fit Family Prayer. Remember, you can also call into our regularly scheduled worship services, Bible services, and prayer services on our toll-free number, 888-405-9785. Again, that's 888-405-9785, and press pound to be connected to a live service in progress. That will be all of our weekly announcements here on Impact Radio. Well, we're back. We are getting ready to jump right into this set of scriptures and learning a little bit more about All Systems On Go. I tell you, we had such an awesome time yesterday. It was a very meaty word, as my husband would say. So it was quite a bit of information for you to take on. And if you missed it, you want to go back and listen, because there was a lot there that you can apply to your life right now that will help you to really, I believe, stretch out in everything that God has called you to be. I can just go and give you a few little highlights. We really talked about the fact that we are maximizing who we are and maximizing what we have been given by God. Those things like our attributes and the attributes of God that are resident in us, because we know that if God resides in us, I mean, he lives in us, he abides in us, then his attributes are completely alive within us. And we looked at the different attributes of God in a little different way than we have in the past. We talked about his omniscience, his omnipresence, his omnipotence, and his eternal nature. And I tell you, it was just a very profound thing to be able to think about the fact that if God is all-knowing and he's living in you, then you have access to all knowledge. Hallelujah. Or even the concept of if he's all-powerful and he's living in you, then you have access to all power because he is right there available to you at every nook and cranny of your life. Hallelujah. His power knows no limits. So the power that you have access to is limitless. Hallelujah. And the thing that I think I really picked up on yesterday as the Lord was just, you know, ministering to me while I was teaching, he's everywhere present at all times. And that means he's available in the future and in the past. He knows all the things that have already happened and the things that are going to happen. So when we come upon something, there's nothing that we are going to have to address in life that God has not already prepared us for. We just don't necessarily know that we're prepared for it. And so we have to lean on him and understand with his understanding and not try to figure it out with our own mind because we just don't quite get it. But then another thing that really blessed me is understanding that, you know, there are some intangible, distinct levels that make up the human being that God created, the attributes, the behavior, the character, and the personality. But then there were some tangible things as well, that we're going to kind of talk about today, the resources that we are able to gather and bring together in our lives, and the influences that we actually have on others. You know, those are tangible things, and they're valuable, but they're indistinguishable possessions that can be used as a medium of exchange or even leverage as we try to do things here in the earth realm. And that's going to be something that I believe it will be something you can take with you today that I know will bless you in all of your dealings in life. A couple other things we mentioned yesterday, we talked about behavior, and we talked about the fact that behavior is just the manner in which a person behaves. Behavior can be an act. People can actually have very short-lived responses to situations and circumstances in their lives, and they can continue those things for a long period of time and not really have any changed mindset, or for that matter, they may not have character that is commensurate with their behavior. So we kind of talked about the fact that, you know, we shouldn't necessarily focus on just changing your behavior, but if you focus on changing your character, then your behavior itself will definitely follow. It will be byproducts of the character change, and then you will have byproducts of the behavior that you display. So we want to give God a good reputation. We want to always operate in excellence, and we talked about the fact that excellence is highly related to reputation, and when a person is consistently excellent in how they behave, it speaks of their character. After a period of time, people begin to know you as one of good or great character. I read several scriptures, but one of the ones that really comes out right now, or comes to mind right now, is 1 Peter 2:12, where it says, "Live such good lives among the pagans that though they would accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us." This is really a display of how your behavior can give God a good reputation, because when people see you operating in an excellent way, they will attribute it to the God that you serve. When they know that you are connected to God, or God is living in you, he's residing in you, then they will be able to say, you know what, that person is a person of good character because they have the observable character of God. They are doing things according to the way that God would do them. We also talked about the fact that there's a difference between character and behavior, but there's a difference between character and personality. When a person has developed character, he can accomplish something by himself. It's organized in his mind. He has a memory and will never forget because he's begun to do things in a specifically consistent way. And the essence of his vital experience, which is in his or showed in his behavior, is actually a centrally directed activity, you know, every time he comes into contact with specific set of events. And so I can say it best this way. You come into a situation where someone does something to hurt your feelings. If you have good character, if you have begun to develop yourself in this area and you are consistently operating according to what God would do, then what comes out of you is what is in you. And that good character is always going to be there. It's going to always shine. If you are a person who has not spent very much time developing your character, your personal traits, or your moral, ethical strength is operating at a very low level, at a very low capacity, somebody steps on your foot, then what comes out of you is going to be what's in you. And it's not going to always glorify God, and it's not going to lead people to seeing God through you. A scripture that I can think about right now that we talked about yesterday is 2 Peter 1, 5 through 7. Now for this very reason also, apply all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control. And we talked about the fact that good character is just a start. It leads to something else. It is not the stopping point. It's not enough for you just to develop your character and then just say, okay, I've developed my character, now what? It's, you know, having perseverance so that you can move into an area where you're godlike. Your godliness just sticks out in such a way that people know whose you are when they see you coming. You show brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, people always will see God. They will see Him. I mean, your life will be so transparent that what they see is the transformation that you have made in, you know, your living. And so we want to talk about that, you know, in a very clear way, because we want to make sure that you understand that character is a persistent, is a consistent thing. It's not something that you just are operating in for 5 minutes or 5 days. It is something that's a consistent part of your life, and it grows and it enhances and it enriches and becomes even more godlike, the greater God in you just takes over. And I'm telling you, you become someone that people can trust, someone that people will desire to talk to, someone that people will turn to for answers, and someone that they will consider as a being of high regard, or for that matter, someone that they will recommend to others, when you are operating in a godly character. Now, we ended yesterday with talking about personality. And we talked about the fact that personality is not just that quirkiness that makes you you. It's the conglomerate, the sum total of everything that you are and everything that you are becoming, including your beliefs, your attitudes, your physical attributes, your mannerisms, your gestures, your actions, your character, your thoughts, and so on. It's what makes you uniquely different from someone else, but it is also the thing that makes you gives you the ability to be viewed as a supernatural being. Because, see, one of the things that you have to understand, that when you are operating in a kingdom personality, people see you and the God in you. They don't just see you. When you look at the different personalities in the scriptures, when you look at Abraham, we don't see Abraham as just a man. We see Abraham with all of the things that he did, the way that he did them, even when he saw himself in a situation where God gave him a mandate to go and take his son up to a mountain and sacrifice him. He followed those instructions, and because he followed the instructions to the T and was willing to go all the way through to the end, God didn't require it of him. He showed him a ram in the bush, but it's faith. The faith that Abraham had, that which was counted, it was what was counted unto him as righteousness, according to what the scriptures say. So he was mentioned in the New Testament as well as being a man of great faith, hallelujah, and of great obedience. It was counted to him for obedience because he had the faith to believe, the confidence that God would do something. He didn't know what, but that God would do something miraculous as he was following the instructions that God had given him, even though it seemed kind of, I don't know another word to say here, but it seemed kind of weird that God would have him take his son up to a mountain and kill him, you know? And I'm sure he was thinking about that in his mind, but he's like, no, God has to be doing something through this. I know he's got a way. If he said that I'm going to be the father of many nations, this is the only son I've got that actually can, that can come through because it's the only son with this wife, then I know he's going to do something here. So understand that when you are a great personality in the kingdom of God, it's not just the little stuff that people can distinguish you from another person. It's the stuff, the personal holiness, the sanctification, the confidence that you have in God, that unreserved obedience, that discipline and accountability and responsibility that you demonstrate as you do things. It's your commitment to your personal best, the ability for you to be able to manage your personality even in the midst of circumstances that may seem unbelievable and totally out of the way, like there's no way that you can get past it or get around it or above it or below it. It's just the ability for you to just operate and be who God created you to be in this earth realm with finesse, with all pistons firing. I mean, just moving in a direction that only you can move in God, hallelujah, the way that you're doing it. And this is what we've been talking about as far as being able to maximize. Because as you are moving in that direction and understanding that this is who God has created you to be, you've moved beyond just a person of character. You've moved into an area that separates you from everyone else, and it creates for you a space and time that will people will remember you long after you're gone. And I don't mean just long after you're gone from their presence either. I mean you create a stake for yourself in the earth realm in time that you become a person of stature. And you have to understand that these are the people that God has placed here in the earth realm for specific reasons, because he needs his influence to be in the earth realm at a level where it continues years after things have been completed. I mean, I think about Mother Teresa. I think about, we're not just talking about biblical personalities. We're talking about people who lived and died the same way that we live and will possibly pass away if the Lord doesn't come first. I mean, there are these people, Joan of Arc. I mean, there are tons of them that if I begin to, talk about them, you'll say, oh, well, we only know about them because they are historical personalities. Well, why are they historical personalities? They are historical personalities because they did something that was notable, something that made a difference in the life of someone else at a certain time in which they were seen. And because they were seen and it was noticed, it was something that was made available to others so that it could be an example for how they could or should, or for that matter, what it is that has changed the world or changed someone else's life. It is something that meant that they were no longer just a mediocre, run-of-the-mill person, but instead they were now noted for their actions. Now, I have to say this. A person can have good character and still be a mediocre person. And when I say mediocre, I'm not casting any shadow of negativity on people who are mediocre. Mediocre people are just run of the mill. They just do, the basic stuff, the barely get along person that just does no more than they have to, no less than is necessary, for them to get along in life. A person who is a mediocre person can live a good life and take care of their family and have everything working the way that it's supposed to for them. When I say working the way it's supposed to, meaning that nothing intrinsically is going on that's causing them any great pain, and nothing extrinsically is happening that is of any big deal. However, they are a person who is not necessarily considered notable. But I'm going to share something with you that I wrote in one of my books, and I want you to hear me when I say this, because it is extremely important that you know that God's people, very few of us are just mediocre. I mean, the people in the kingdom, we don't just kind of hang out, people, who are in the kingdom, or for that matter, who go to church, who go great lengths to protect their mediocrity, because they don't want to have to do any more than they are doing right now or than is necessary for them to, feel comfortable or feel safe. Those people, literally dwell in a place of where, they feel comfortable, a lot of them, with who they are. But let me just tell you that though mediocrity can be a safe place to dwell, it is really overrated. There is no gratification whatsoever or satisfaction in being unremarkable, forgettable, undistinguishable, unexceptional, uninspired, middle of the road, fair to middling, and not much up to nothing kind of person. There's nothing that will really point people, to God in a great way when you're running that kind of life, living that kind of life where you're just mediocre. However, when you are an exceptional, remarkable person, when you are inspiring and motivational, when you are the kind of person that is an encourager and others call you to ask you, about things or to see what it is that you can share with them, about what they're dealing with right now in life. That kind of person is a person that can guide a lot of people to God. It's a lot of things that you can help people with without having to really go into your pocket or your purse. You can teach them how to become, a person of great wealth, just by being inspirational, just by being motivational and sharing things that you have learned in your life that have helped you to become, who you are. Or for that matter, they can help them over hurdles that you got over just by sharing your story. Great personalities in history didn't care whether anyone else had ever attempted a certain work before. Generally, if they were put here to do something, they went after it with tenacity, with boldness. And they weren't really concerned about the opinion of others when they did it. They had the initiative to go where no one had gone before and the confidence to do what no one had done before. Where character may hesitate to attempt something completely new because character is safe. Just having good character, just stopping there, that's a safe place to be. I'm doing what God told me to do, and I'm doing it nicely, and I'm doing it, in such a way that I give God a good reputation, and as long as I just stay over here and not step out and go any further, then I'm fine. Well, let me help you understand something. Where that type of character may hesitate, a person who is a great personality in the kingdom, they will not. They feel like, I got to make my mark. I have to do the thing that God has called me to do in such a way that people will be blessed by it long after it's done. I've got to accomplish something original, something that is notable, that God will get the best reputation possible when I do it. He will be able to put his super on top of my natural, and my supernatural personality will cause people to come to him. It is what makes a person overwhelmingly significant in life, by them being able to go to the grave, not having anything left. I mean, they have poured everything out of themselves, and there is nothing left for them to do or say when they leave this earth. Hallelujah. This is the type of person I'm talking about. That's the type of personality that God wants us to be. He wants us to be that person that it talks about in Proverbs, the 12th chapter, the 26th verse. It says, the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor. Now, both people could very well be saved. Both people could very well be living a life that is above reproach. However, the type of righteousness God is talking about here is an exceptionality. It's something that is beyond what you see normally. And it is what makes that person more excellent. More excellent. Hallelujah. I was reading something in the scripture and preparing for another sermon that has a lot to do with, our resources. And we're going to go into this further next week because I'm going to borrow some of that from that sermon to talk about, what it is that we can do with our resources and how our resources and our influence really have been designed to help us in the earth realm. We have our systems on go, then we should be able to use what we have to be able to bless the earth and to help redistribute wealth in the kingdom of God. And so we're going to talk about that at a very different way next week. But one of the things that I was reading about the parable of the talents that I had never noticed before, and this is something that is extremely profound, and I mean, I'm telling you, when I read it, it just changed everything. It was a game changer, if I can say it that way, for me. Hallelujah. Because when I understood that the methodology of promotion in the kingdom of God is something that is far different than what it is that we have been taught, I mean, it changed everything. It helped me to see things differently than I had ever seen them. And I know that, you know, a lot of us are saying, well, gosh, you know, what is it that you saw in that one scripture that changed everything for you? Well, when I understand that when God decides that he wants to elevate someone or promote someone, he has a particular system that he uses to make sure that that person is ready for promotion or ready for elevation. And that system has very little to do with what we've been taught. That system really is entrenched in what it is that Jesus was saying when he was talking to people in the parable of the talents, Matthew, the 25th chapter, the 14th through the 30th verse. He was, you know, sharing this story about what the kingdom of heaven is like. He said the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man who takes this long trip. And when he goes on this trip, he gives bags of gold, or what we call talents, to different ones. And in the scripture, it talks about him giving one talent to one person and two talents to another and five to another. And something that I never recognize is the fact that God may give us different starting conditions. Notice I did say God. God may give us different starting conditions. Some of us start in obscurity or scarcity, and others of us start in abundance. That could be considered very unfair, that somebody down the road could have $1 million to start with, and I could be given only a dollar. Or, for that matter, I may start with nothing. However, it is what we do with what we are given that matters most to God. While God acknowledges that people have different starting conditions, it's those conditions that are totally irrelevant to God, but it's the position that he has given us that is what is relevant. Because in God's economy, he rewards people equally, even though their starting point may be different. I may start with five, and you may start with one. But if we both accomplish the same rate of return, then we are rewarded equally. Even though your one or my five may yield, you know, my five may yield 10, and your one may only yield two. We get the same reward. Because we tried the same thing, you know, by taking a risk. We may have put our risks in different situations, but when we came out with some type of return. God administers rewards and punishments alike. I want you to understand that the person who did nothing with their gold, they were called wicked, unproductive, and lazy, and they were cast into outer darkness. So the opportunity for them to even try again was taken away because they didn't try anything. Hear what I'm saying. It wasn't a situation of where they tried and nothing happened. I mean, God punished them because they didn't try. That's what I'm trying to help you understand today, is that when you are in a position where you have resources given to you, and God helps you to understand that those things that he has blessed you with are definitely resources, and you put them to the paymaster, or you put them in a situation where those things are working for you, and they return a particular amount based on what it is that you did, not how much you got, but what it is that you did, you are rewarded. And what it is that you did not do, you are punished. Hallelujah. And when God sees that you are willing to take a risk, then he rewards you accordingly, just like we talked about with Abraham. Abraham was rewarded according to his faith and obedience. He was confident that God said he was going to do something in his life, and he was confident in what God said he was going to do, and he took his son up there to sacrifice him based on his confidence in God, not his confidence in himself. And when he went there and did exactly what God told him to do before he had an opportunity to do anything to his son, harm and bringing harm's way, God turned that situation into something that is momentous, historical. It is something that we are still looking at today, thousands of years later. I want you to understand that as we are talking about all systems being on go, there is something that each and every one of us, God has given that will make us notable, that will make us important in someone's life. It is something that will give us the ability to have an influence in the earth realm, to allow God to shine. And as we do those things, those are the things that God will cause to be remembered. Those are the things that he will cause to help others and to be a blessing to them in a manner that is so notable that it gets passed on and on and on. Hallelujah. We're going to finish this next week with a part three, because we have to get into talking about our resources and we have to talk about our influence in a much more broad fashion. But I wanted to make sure that today you understand the maximizing life that God wants you to live is the one in which you are making the most of who you are and using everything that he has given you to his kingdom benefit and yours. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for this word that we have had today. And we thank you, Lord, that as we go forth in it, we're able to take it and utilize it in every area, that we are sure, Lord God, confident in who you called us to be. And Father, I thank you for giving us the ability, Lord, to bless others with our presence, with our smile, with our activities, Lord God, and to not allow anything to get in the way of what it is that you have called us to do in this earth realm. I thank you for this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen. Well, we're out of time, but we will be right back here next week on the PCAST. And until then, you can join one of our other regularly scheduled broadcasts on Impact Radio. Just dial 888-405-9785 and press pound. To get our regularly scheduled events, you may go to our website at www.impactmw.org. Again, that's www.impactmw.org. See you next week on the PCAST.